Everyone, and welcome back to Hear Me Out. Today I have a special episode because I have brought a guest. My boyfriend is here, Joshua, and we are going to be talking about healthy habits, specifically healthy habits for your everyday routine. Now, I'm sure some of you have already established some healthy habits in your life, but these are the ones that we both have tried to incorporate in our daily lives. And hopefully it inspires some of you. But yeah, so without further ado, let's get started. So the first thing that I kind of wanted to bring up is being intentional with your internet use. Now, this is one habit that my boyfriend brought up. But yeah, I'm gonna open it to Joshua.
I think intentional internet use is more or less just when you pick up your phone. Sometimes we do it like reactively or just out of reflex, you know? So kind of like really like think like if I pick up my phone, what am I actually doing with it? Is it just to doom scroll on Instagram or TikTok, or are you going to read an article, maybe take a little picture? I think it's really like easy to kind of just go through like a routine of like, let's say you wake up and like you just pick up your phone and turn off the alarm, and then you immediately open up Instagram. Like that's not exactly like being intentional per se. Well, at least like in terms of a healthy habit, because now as soon as you woke up or wake up, you're kind of like, lack of a better way of saying it, like kind of like rotting in bed. Yeah. So like it's kind of like really being intentional with what are you exactly doing with like your phone or even your like, computer or laptop, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like what you said about doom scrolling, you can get carried away with how long you're on your phone for.
Just being intentional with your internet use, essentially, is what it is. And just really thinking through like an easy way, especially with your phone, is that you can download like third-party apps, or you can also use, especially if you're using an iPhone, you can use what is it, app timers, or I believe, where you can just set up timers and like it gives you a time block of like, okay, I only have like 8 minutes. It may cause anxiety, perhaps, depending on how the person reacts to it, but it gives a barrier between you and the app that you want to use, per se. Like it's making you say like, hey, I have like intentional time with this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the next one we have is eat at the same times during the day. So, this is also something that we both try to incorporate. But what do you mean by eating at the same times every day? What does is that like every lunch, breakfast, and dinner, picking the same times?
I'd say like being a little bit flexible with it, but I'd say like you should ideally try to eat at the same time for all across all three meals every day, because it establishes a routine of between these time frames, I'm eating food, and so therefore I cannot do something during that time frame. And so like it gives you like a break, let's say from work, especially like if you work from home, right, remotely, where it all blends in together where you're kind of eating lunch while also working. So like establishing a time block of when you eat, right? Typically for me, I mean, my schedule kind of changes a lot, so I have to kind of adjust on the fly, but normally I'd prefer to try and eat a breakfast, give or take around 8 or 9, and then eat a lunch around like 12 or 1, and then dinner 6 to 7.
Yeah, and I actually had this talk with my sister not too long ago, and I told her that it's important to schedule your day around your meals because not only will remember when to eat, but you're a lot more organized throughout the day on like working around your lunchtime so that when you have lunch, you know to take a break. And you know when to come back and start doing work again. Because I get carried away sometimes with my work or whatever I'm up to, and I can get in this flow state and not remember where I am and what time it is. So I think it's really important.
Yeah, trying to really like be consistent like when you're eating really helps.
Next, we have bringing a water bottle with you everywhere. Now, I try to do this, especially when I was back in college. Also, that sounds really weird. When I was in college, I used to bring a water bottle with me everywhere, and you can, I mean, at least I can forget to stay hydrated and to drink water. So bringing a water bottle with you is an instant reminder to drink every now and then during the day. But I know you are good at that and washing it every day and bringing it with you everywhere. But why do you think it's important to carry a water bottle with you everywhere?
I think carrying that water bottle is very crucial because, fact check me on this, I actually don't remember what the percentage was, but like our body is what, 70% made of liquids? But
Yeah, something
anyway,
like that.
something like that. But like, regardless of, there is moments and times where you are really thirsty and you have no water. And so you either A, gotta go to the store, or B, somehow suck it up. But if you chose the latter and trying to suck it up without having water, it feels awful because you're so dehydrated, especially in like warmer temperatures. But carrying a water bottle around allows you to stay hydrated. It also allows you to stay cool and refreshed. And so you don't have to worry about feeling dehydrated and the possibility of fainting. That isn't a good thing to do. And so staying hydrated, it doesn't have to be like a giant 40-ounce hydro flask or Yeti or anything. It could just be like a small little 12-ounce like water bottle, like something that's just portable, you can carry with you. Like some form of liquid with you is ideal, just so you stay hydrated, because especially when it gets warmer and warmer, our body tends to sweat. And that sweat is derived from the liquids in us, aka the water. So we want to replenish all of those electrolytes. Or replenish all of the liquid that you've lost.
Fun fact, I actually did faint once because I was dehydrated. So I don't know if that helps anyone listening. But for those listening, I actually did faint one time because I was dehydrated. So drink your water, make sure you carry water with you everywhere. And it's free, so you're not having to look to pay for water anywhere. Or go to Starbucks to get a cup of, well, actually that's free. But yeah, you can save on plastic and it's free. So water is good for you to bring everywhere. Next we have having an established workout routine. Now, my boyfriend loves running. Lately he's been running a lot, and he also likes to work out at the gym, and he has a consistent routine every week. So yeah, what, how did you get motivated to start working out?
I think it started in the gym, or well, I mean, if you want to go back, it was doing sports as like a little wee little kid, mostly soccer, but we'll fast forward. But like it started maybe like a couple years ago now, where I did nothing. I was a very sedentary person, so no gym, no walking, no running. And so I was introduced to the gym by my good friends. His name's also Josh and Dylan. So I was introduced to the gym, and so they helped me understand that it's okay to go to the gym even if I don't look as big and perhaps strong as anyone else. But it like having people go to the gym made it seem, or not made it seem, it was really fun. And so from there, transitioning, when you slowly go from the phase of going to the gym with your friends because it's fun and also you get to like lift big circles, to then really going into the gym with a goal. And so the goal was, for me, I believe, was as any bodybuilder would say, they want the aesthetic of looking like a bodybuilder. And so that's where I spent roughly a year or so of primarily just bodybuilding. Did I progress in strength? Yes, but not a lot. But then that's also the issue, is where I did no cardio during that time frame, and so it was mostly just the gym. However, I kept ramping up how many days in the gym I was at. Like I maxed out at like 5 days a week. That's also a big reason why I felt very burnt out, is because I'm in the gym like 5 days a week. Like I basically live in there. So I eventually took a break and then came back at it again, but I was down to only 3 4 times a week. But I was still maintaining, and so still hitting the lifts, getting the good workout in. And then I was introduced to running not too long ago. I'd say about I believe before this summer, the summer of 2024, I believe, where I was introduced from, I forgot who, actually, no, I forgot what video in particular, but it was from a YouTuber named Shervin Shares. He's a New Yorker who loves fitness tech as well as just fitness in general. But I remember, I think I watched one of his videos, which was like a marathon training. And for those who don't know what a marathon is, it's a very long event of running where you are not strictly pure running of 26.2 miles straight. But yeah, so I watched one of his marathon like training videos, and it just seemed so inspiring. And then from there, I did more research, and then I found another YouTuber. I think he's very, very popular at the current moment, named Nick Bear, where he popularized, although I wouldn't say I don't know if he coined it, but he popularized the hybrid athlete type of training style where you combine two modalities into one thing. And so from there, I adopted running as well as lifting. So now I am a lifter and a runner. However, I'm more or less focusing on my running compared to my lifting.
That's so amazing and inspiring.
Yeah.
And I hope that inspires other people who are listening because you can start anywhere. You don't have to be, already exercising and you don't have to be able to lift super heavy. Or if you don't even want to lift and you want to start doing cardio, you don't have to be in shape to start cardio. Everybody has to start somewhere and you'll feel more motivated and energetic and it's a good way to be healthy and also improve your mental health, and it affects your life greatly. So for me, I'm not an avid runner, nor do I go to the gym, although I do try to work out at home, mostly doing Pilates or yoga. And it's another form of exercise, but it targets different parts of your body. And it's still good for you because, say, down the road when you're older, you get an injury and you fall. Doing yoga helps you become more flexible and it prevents you from injury. And Pilates helps with core work and strengthening. You could also do calisthenics, because that's another good form of working out. But for me, I've always tried to work out. I think back before I started college, I tried doing some workout routines during the day at home. I had dumbbells that didn't really weigh much, but I would try to do a lot of reps. And I remember doing that a lot during COVID at home. I would do walking more often around my neighborhood, and even now I like to walk around the neighborhood. I like to do about a mile every day. Can always increase and improve day by day. But yeah, I'm still trying to figure out a consistent schedule for me, so that's to be determined. But having Josh and hearing about his routine and what he goes through working out and running, it's really inspiring for me to also keep shape and stay healthy. And like he said, like working out should be fun, and if it helps to work out with other people, I highly recommend doing that. When I went to the gym for the first time, I went with my boyfriend, and I needed to be shown around and shown how to do all those machines because I had no idea how to use them. So if it helps, try to go with someone who already goes to the gym, or you both can just be in it together and figure it out together. But it's always less daunting when there's someone there with you. So yeah, I agree with that. Like being with other people going to the gym is really helpful. Okay. The next one we have is waking up at the same time every day. Now, my boyfriend actually does this, and he does this a lot better than I do. I have recently tried implementing this in my life, but I feel a lot more productive and motivated to start the day when I do this. And it just helps me, it keeps a rhythm every day and keeps me more organized, and it helps me keep track of the time. So I really like it, especially for someone like me who can get carried away with things and get lost in a certain activity or hobby. So establishing a good morning routine is a good way to start the day. It kind of sets up what the rest of the day will look like. But for my boyfriend, he does this a lot better than me. So how did you start to get into that routine?
That routine was happened like fairly, not fairly recently, more like kind of recent, but not like so long ago. But like, I used to work for the YMCA in childcare. And so I was before school. And so that meant I had to wake up at like 5 a.m. to go to work. However, this was also a time frame where I also played games and stayed up pretty late, I'll be honest with you. So I would go to bed, give or take, around 1 and try to survive going to work for four hours of sleep. So it wasn't fun. And like I would always go to work like half awake. But that kind of like was like a more like a wake-up call saying like I should prioritize my sleep. I should prioritize what time I'm going to bed because post like whenever I finish with work, I would just go right back to bed or something and like wake up again later and it's already like 10, 12 or something, you know? And so like then from there then like I'd feel like it'd be a like a rough start to the day because it's like already half the day's already kind of gone. It's like already 12 p.m. you know. And so really getting roughly for men 7 to 8 every night and waking up at the same time really helps you into a rhythm, a groove, if you will, where you wake up and especially if you wake up early, like give or take 7 a.m., which is fairly early, but it gives you enough time in the morning to really enjoy the morning and be productive as well. Like for me, my work schedule kind of shifts a lot, so it's kind of hard to be very consistent. But on days where I'm not working or my work schedule is actually pretty consistent, I try to wake up around 7, give or take, and then I like washed up and everything, and then I try to go get a workout in. I know that working out in the morning for me personally feels really nice because it's a strong way to start your day with a win. Like it could also work in the reverse where let's say like perhaps like you go on with your day, but like there is no strong win to set you up for the day. And let's say like the day didn't go well as you had planned or hoped for. So then let's say you go work out, that helps alleviate that. However, you're still going to think about it post gym. But versus if you do it the other way around, where if you were to work out in the morning first, you start your day off with a win. And so you're pumped, you're ready for the day. No matter what life throws at you, you're ready. So I'd say like waking up at the consistent time at 7 a.m., it allows your body to also get into the rhythm. I think it gets you like a really good rhythm of waking up and then allows your body to adjust to that and you're adapted. And so technically speaking, you'd be able to wake up at give or take 7 or anytime you set it at without an alarm. But let's be honest, that's kind of a risky play to do. So, but still, like your body will naturally adapt to that.
Okay, so are there any other healthy habits you want to share?
I think one is allowing 3 hours to let your food digest before going to bed. I know quite literally yesterday I'm guilty of that because but then again though I did come home from work at like 10:30 p.m. I'm gonna be honest with you, not fun. So I had to like eat a dinner really fast and go to bed. In an ideal world where you have plenty of time, right? I'd say allowing your food to digest before going to bed allows you to have better sleep. I argue. Because when your food is fully digested, it allows your body to not have to like work on anything per se. Kind of just like it gives your like, I guess, stomach rest. And so from there, it allows you to sleep in easier versus like if you were to like eat 1 hour before bed and then go to bed, you might still be awake and wondering, why am I still awake? And then it's actually your stomach digesting your food. I know that like it does occur to me, but sometimes not all the time. But I know like it occurs a lot for my girlfriend, where if she were to eat within like 1 to 2 hour time frame before going to bed, she has a harder time sleeping.
Yeah, I do. And I also get nightmares when I sleep an hour or less before, when I eat an hour or less before I go to sleep. Because yes, so Josh is right. Your body, I don't know specifically the scientific reasoning, but Your body is digesting and working to digest the food, so you're not able to fully sink into sleep easily. And your brain is also it also has high activity. So you don't want to sleep with your stomach trying to digest your food. And that can also cause you to have nightmares because your brain activity is a lot higher than normal. So it's just the best practice is to eat more than 3 hours before you go to bed. Any other healthy habits?
I have just one more, and we've mentioned this like plenty of time throughout this episode, but I'd say going out for walks is nice, or just going for a walk in general, whether outside or indoors. But I strongly recommend going outside, especially in the morning. One famous optimization guy on the internet, his name is a buzzword in the whole routine world. Maybe some people might know, some people might not know. His name is Andrew Huberman. He's a neurologist for, I forgot what university, I think a prestigious one. I believe Stanford. I could be completely wrong. Good fact checking on that one. But he recommends going outside as soon as you wake up for like a little walk. Doesn't have to be long, like 10, 15 minutes. And the reason why he says that is because you want sunlight to hit your eyes, as in don't stare directly at the sun. That's not good for you. But going outside for a walk is the best because one, the sun helps, like I forget like how he explains it, but like it helps with your circadian rhythm. And so it's like the sun is telling your body, hey, it's morning, we should have some energy. And so then from there you have an energized morning. So going outside for a walk is a nice way to one, get a circadian rhythm, but two, get your steps in, as I know we're slowly becoming a very sedentary world, and so trying to get some steps in is really good for you, as well as re-getting fresh air, because well, as I said, as we're now slowly becoming a remote world of online working, staying indoors is still good, but I'd say getting some fresh air also helps you feel better, have like a better mood.
Yeah, and to your point about how we're now becoming a more sedentary world, yeah, my parents work from home, so it's even more important for them to go outside and walk around. And for those who also work remote, don't forget to try to get some exercise in throughout the day because it's crucial for your health, and the effects will hit you later down the road when you're older. Based on experience, my own personal life, I know what it's like if you don't put in time to just walk around for at least a mile every day. And if a mile's too much, even 15 minutes would be great. But just try to be consistent because it's really, really important. But yeah, those are all of the healthy habits we have. I hope this resonated with one of you or inspired one of you guys to try to do these healthy habits yourself. But thank you, Joshua, for coming on to my podcast. This is actually really exciting because I've never done this before with another person. And I've never had a podcast with anybody else before, so this is cool. But thank you for sharing all of your insight. That was really important for everybody to hear. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the podcast.
Thanks everyone for listening, and I'll be back again soon with another episode. Bye.